We're going to discuss Simon Shinyan Ches Sif Gimel about cooking on Shabbos. So the verse just wanted to give chizuk that as we're all learning in our own houses and we're not in control of anything, not of going to work or school or learning or minyanim, everything's out of our control. That the entire idea of cooking is a type of thing that society forever has been an area where we feel dominance. We can control our food, control the lower orders of creation. We control the plants, the fruits, animals. And that's, you see that in the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason for Bishul Basar B'chav, the fact that it's usher to even cook meat and milk together, is because there was a pagan practice to cook meat and milk together and eat it, because it showed that they were in control of life and death. Death represented by meat, that you have to kill an animal to eat it, and milk by the life, by nursing, and they used to cook it together, so they're in charge of life and death. And that's very much non-Jewish practice. That's what the Torah is coming to tell us. That's a problem. When we cook our food to show that we can enhance our life, we can make things better, but it's not something that we feel that we're in control. Hashem's in control of everything. All the food, all the gashmias, everything that happens to us, and all even the spiritual things that we endeavor to do, sometimes they're totally out of our control. That's the idea of Bishul. Bishul has the same letters I was thinking of, Bishel. Everything that's yours, shell is the things that you think are in your domain. Yes, it's true. Bishul is something that you can control and take in your hand. But on the other hand, it's recognized, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, and ultimately we're not in control. And bottom line, everything we do, Hashem's going to repay us for all the mess that we try to do, even if we aren't successful. And Hashem's going to repay us for the Mesiras Nefesh and Gashmias that we're losing out on. Rav Hirsch also says this concept with Ochel. Ochel Aleph Chaf Lamed is representative of Aleph is Atzmus, as just the most basic identity of something, and Kol is the highest, greatest expression of something. And all of Gashmias is represented with Ochel. That's the most basic animalistic thing a human could be involved with, is Ochel, is to be food. It's to be involved with food. And it's the great, and yet, even though it's the most basic Gashmish thing, it's something that represents identity and total Kol and total Gashmish. And yet, it's also the area where a person has the greatest opportunity to mekadesh the chol with their brachas. And that's why Mekubalim spent a lot of time, the Kaf HaChaim, he spent an hour eating his meals with brachas and very intense thought on each and every bite. Take out the nitzotas of kedusha in every single bite, as Aral Tzion writes in his Musar Sefer. So, to begin, so Moran Shem Yerches, if Gimel tells us, Kashim Shalzer Levashaba, or Kachazer Levashaba told us, or just like you can't cook on a fire, so too you can't cook on a tray or any other food, any other utensil that became hot because of the fire. So, therefore, it's a problem to cook in a crock pot or a chollen pot or a frying pan or anything that became hot because of the fire. It's considered cooking, and it's even cooking from the Torah. The Ramban has an opinion from the Yerushalmi, it's not assumed in the Torah, but we assume that's considered cooking from the Torah. So therefore, if you have a egg and you want to put it on top of a tray that's hot because of a fire, that's considered cooking. That's what Maran says. You can't cook anything in this area. So you take off a crock pot with the cholent, or take a pot with chicken soup off the fire. You cannot put spices in because that's considered kli rishon. Kli rishon is the pot that the food was cooking. You can't put food that's raw inside, and that's going to cook when you put it in salt. It's not as different. Salt is more makel, and anyway, they're already cooked. So we're lenient about that. But other spices are not cooked. Things that are raw can't be put never in a kli rishon, never in a cooking utensil. And then the Shulchan Aruch has something else. There's gzeira on toldos chama, that you're allowed to cook in the sun because it's a totally abnormal way of cooking. However, things that are like a tray or hot sand that got heated up because of the sun, that you're not allowed to cook in that because it's a gzeira because of a cooking utensil of a fire. The sun is basically hydrogen bonds exploding and causing combustion of fire, but it's thousands and thousands of miles away, and yes, it's millions of degrees hot fire, but basically, since it's so far away, it's totally not like a normal fire, and that's considered Bishul B'chama, totally mutter on Shabbos, not a normal way to cook at all, and that's not considered Bishul. However, told this or it's a, like if there's a panel or a tray that got hot because of the sun, that's also midrabanan to cook in that. So if you have hot sand, you can't cook food on top of the hot sand, midrabanan. Ravadi talks about, what about the solar panels? So he says, yes,
That might be, if the panels are heating up the food, that's going to be also midrabanan, just like what it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, if you have a magnifying glass and that heats up the food directly from the sun, so that's a machloket. But bottom line, Ravad holds that's not even considered toldos haor. That's in footnote 48 of Tiferet. That if you create a fire through the magnifying glass, of course, that fire is considered normal fire. That can be like any other fire and considered bishul. But if you just heat up things directly with the sun, even with a magnifying glass, that's not considered cooking. Therefore, if I do discuss why the dude Shemesh, are you allowed to use hot water on Shabbos from the faucet, if it's going to make that new cold water from the tap, is going to go into the boiler with the dude Shemesh with the solar paneled hot boilers. So if I do have, since it's only asked to be to Rabbanon, to use the solar panels, either it's derabanan or it's totally mutter. But even if it be derabanan, but it would be considered psigresha of a derabanan, psigresha of a derabanan, even vichlei is mutter b'sha asorach, is mutter if you need to. And therefore he said machmer tavol al bracha, but if you need to, it's going to be mutter. He's however in that same tshuva dal lamadal, he's coming to distinguish between do shemesh and a regular boiler with a gas or electric heating element. He said that's absolutely usher to have new cold water go into it, because it's a secret when you turn on the hot water faucet, new water, cold water is going to come in, and therefore it's a problem to open it up. He's arguing with Uziel, who thought it was grama. Ravadi just says, no, that's hasar moneh, that's removing something, but that's considered your action directly. It's similar like the Muki Yosef, that when you light a fire on an Erev Shabbos, it continues to light into Shabbos, that's not considered your malacha at all. It's, even though halacha sometimes deems your fire like an arrow that's considered lit the whole time because of you, but it's like it happened all encapsulated in one moment before Shabbos. When you lit that fire, it's like, well, it happened all right then at that time. Same thing with any timer. So too, when you open the faucet, it's like one action, it's not even a grama, that you're causing the water to go into the boiler and cook as well. Therefore, cooking this with the solar panels, as we said, if directly heating up things will be mutter, but if it's just because the panel itself got hot, that's going to be also major rabbanon. And what about a microwave? So that's a machlug of Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Moshe had a big chiddush. She said, the reason that cooking in the sun is not cooking is because it's not normal. That's what Rashi says in the Gemara. But if something becomes normal, even if it wasn't around the days of the Gemara, or in Torah, when Torah was given, still it's going to be bishul. And therefore he said, microwaves are normal, therefore it's going to be bishul deraisa. And Rosh Hashanah disagrees, no, that's not the definition of what the Torah gave us. And same Ravadi. Ravadi holds it's defined by the way it was given in the days of the Mishkan, and this is not similar to the Mishkan, therefore it's not considered bishul. And this is implications not just for the microwave, but also for solar panels. According to Ramosha, that become derisive because it's normal today to cook that way. Additionally, it has relevance to bishul akum. If you go into Dunkin' Donuts and they cook up an egg in a microwave, is that considered cooking normally? And that would be a problem for bishul akum. So those who follow Rav Moshe would think it is a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman would think it's not. Rav Hainim is mekel, Star K is mekel, but it's a discussion. Machlokes aposkim. So what about cooking with chemicals? So Halacha Brura, it's also quoted here in the Tiferet, says that that's not considered a normal way of cooking, and therefore is going to be mutter on Shabbos if they have like a packet or like a hand warmer type of thing to heat up a food in the army or wherever you are. That is definitely a big discussion. Not every post can agree with that. It's based on a Meiri that using like rocks with some chemicals that you mix together heat things up. That's going to be considered not going to be considered a normal way of cooking. That's not going to be considered asur on Shabbos. So then we're gonna move on to Sif Dalet and Shulchan Aruch that tells us that you're not allowed to reheat likuzi. You can reheat salads. The difference is like this: in bishach or bishul b'davar yavesh, you can recook something that's solid because once it was cooked once, it was already changed, it was processed, and therefore recooking it doesn't really do anything to change it fundamentally, and therefore it's mutter to reheat something. So you can take all your, so aside from the rules of the derabanan al hachzara, you're allowed to put your food on Shabbos morning on a hot plate on Shabbos, and hot plates don't look at cooking, so there's no hachzara issue, and to heat up that food, because that's not considered cooking. That was cooked once already, and therefore you're just reheating it. However, by liquids, we have a problem. It's a big machlus rishonim, but that's how we hold. Now, with liquids, we say, like water, imagine if you heat up water and it gets cold, it's like nothing happened. It went back to revert back to the state it used to be, and therefore it's considered like you're cooking up now. And therefore, it's a problem to cook it on Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Rosh and Rashi and Shulchan Aruch, even though it's true that the Rambam was mekel, the Rashba, the Ran. Some people claim that the Rif was Makel. That is true. There are definitely Rishonim that are Mekel. However, only Tevanim follow that, but Svarnim are Machmer on that. The question really becomes this: what is considered liquid and what is considered solid? So Ashkenazim consider liquid anything that has a little bit of gravy that's noticeable. Shmir Shabbos is Machmer. If it's just a, you know, a schnitzel or a kugel that has a little bit of moisture, that's totally fine because it's included in the food. But you don't have to soak it until it's beef jerky and totally dry. But a little bit of moisture is okay, but besides, gravy is a problem. Willig is more make with a little bit of gravy because he basically thought that it's considered the way you eat it with a fork and a knife. It's considered like a food, therefore it's included in the food, therefore it's fine. It's not considered a liquid, it's considered a solid. Rav Vanya had a big kula. He said that anything that was majority solid is considered solid, anything majority liquid is considered liquid. And he got this from Rabbeinu Yerucham, he got it from Beis Yosef that quoted it in Rishon and Gimel. So that is his opinion. Anything majority, you go with majority. So you can even put meatballs with a lot of gravy or meat with gravy, stuff like that. He does not allow soup. Cholent, if it's thick, definitely would allow, but he would not allow something like a soup, even if it has a bunch of vegetables in it, because that's definitely too much. And in the Tiferet, they even quote that Rav Vanya didn't mean to say you should measure this, you know, to 51% liquid, then it's going to be also 51% solid smilter. It just meant, if it's a tremendous amount of gravy that's very, very obvious, he said it's roy lachmir, better to be machmir on that. Basically, he was only make on a little bit of gravy. He wasn't so interested in having, five meatballs in a pan of a tremendous amount of sauce. So the reasons we make Rav Yitzchak Yosef and Yaakov Yosef has a lot of reasons. He gives four reasons to explain and to defend that cheetah. One of them is because, you know, we go by Rove, we judge everything by that. Another one is has to do with, like, Indrar Shirim. There's no end to this. You have to figure out some distinction. Halacha, so that's the distinction. Another one is Mistamek V'Ralo, maybe liquids, when you recook them, it gets worse. It dries out, and therefore it might not be Bishul. If it's not going to be Bishul min HaTorah, if you're going to make it, it's going to make worse when you recooks it. That's brought by the Ramah here in Sif Dalet as well. That liquids, if they're getting worse when you recook them, it's not an issue to recook them. So that's maybe one of the additional reasons to add. And also it could be usually that's not the main thing. So then it's just like a psik ratio. When you cook it, that's not your main thing. It's not like ikar v'tefil. Your main thing to heat up is the main solid, is the 51%, the main item, not the tefil item. All those reasons together, bottom line, allows a little bit of gravy. It doesn't allow like whole soup. Okay, so therefore you're allowed to put solids back on. You're not allowed to put liquids back on. And therefore, it was a problem we discussed when your cholent was burning. What do you do if you want to bring hot water and put it into your cholent on Shabbos? Because once you take off the hot water from the urn, and now you can't recook it, you can't put it back into the cholent. So Ashkenazim could do that, because Ashkenazim are makel that any time liquids haven't cooled down fully, they'll follow the Rambam. They'll say, if it hasn't cooled down fully, then you're allowed to recook liquids. So that's the Ramah, and that's what they'll do with the cholent. Fine. However, for Sfarim, that's a problem. It's going to be considered cooking. And you can't even pour it, because Irui, from a Kli Rishon, is a big Mal Rishon, but we hold that it doesn't cook fully. It only cooks Kedei Klip, only a peel's worth. But everything else is considered Kli Sheni, doesn't consider cooking. Okay, so if it doesn't cook, are you allowed to pour it from an urn into the cholent? So Rav Avadya brings from the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's in the Beis Yosef, you're not allowed to do that. Merakins are Mekel. Based on that, but on that discussion, they say if it's still hot, you can do it. But the Chaim Avadya held from the Beit Yosef that was aser, it was not allowed to be done. And just to sum up, what do we say about a Kli Sheni? So Kli Sheni, the Gemara says, doesn't cook. Kli Sheni doesn't cook. Kli Rishon does cook. The Gemara says it's something that's like small little fish that cook quickly. You would cook in a Kli Sheni, therefore it would be a problem to cook in a Kli Sheni. And the Urayim says we're not sure which things are included, so we include bread, soft items, and Mishmur includes all items. Chazanish and Naz can't be everything. Soft items that you see cook quickly. So said Rav Avadya as well. Things that cook quickly, we're worried about in a Kli Sheni, but that doesn't mean everything in the world. It's too much to include everything. So tea, we're careful, but other foods besides that, we don't have to be concerned with everything in the world getting cooked in a Kli Sheni. If you can put your croutons in your soup or spices in a Kli Sheni in your plate or your bowl, Kli Sheni is everything you poured from your from a cooking utensil like the crock pot or the thing that was in the oven and into your bowl or into your plate, And that is considered kli sheni. You're allowed to put food and stuff into there. Okay, iri from a kli sheni is definitely more lenient than a kli sheni already as itself. All right, chazak baruch. Just one last chizak dvar Torah. The idea, what's distinguished is a kli rishon versus a kli rishon. A kli sheni and kli rishon. Kli sheni says Tosos doesn't cook. Kli rishon cooks. Why? Because kli rishon has hot walls, so it's going to continue to get hot and continue to cook. Kli sheni has cold walls, so it's going to get colder and colder and not continue to cook. It's going to get colder and not cook at all. So, Rosolovsky said, you can see from here an important lesson. Sometimes it doesn't matter how inspired and motivated and excited you are about Torah and Yiddishkeit and everything, all the mitzvahs you're doing. It depends on your surroundings, your plan, your goal, where you're headed. And if somebody has hot walls and they're in a good place, even if they're cold on the inside right now, they're not feeling it, they're going to end up in the right place. If somebody's really burning hot, but they're in a bad surrounding and they don't have any plan, so you know what? They're going to get cold just because even though the food's hot, but the walls are cold, it's going to cool them down. So it all depends on which way we're going. And ultimately, in the times of Mesiras Nefesh, it really depends on our opportunity to daven to Hashem and to make our efforts, redouble our efforts, and mechazek each other to continue to learn, and Hashem will continue to, and the Mirat Hashem, Hashem will give us Yeshua from the troubles that we find ourselves in Klal Yisrael are found in today. Chazak Baruch.